it off good.
Can't complain.
Like it's just gonna be me and you this morning.
Said he'd be back on Wednesday, didn't he?
So?
Call me this morning, KO4CF.
Hope you enjoyed your vacation.
Good morning, Andrew. I didn't see any fish picks.
What was that you said, Ken? You didn't see any what?
I didn't see any pictures of the big fish you caught.
Man, the ocean was rough. I mean, the wind was pretty steady the whole time we were down there, and really the only sunny day we had was Monday.
Is this a long weekend this coming weekend?
Trying to eke out a living.
I hear it, can't complain.
Here at all last weekend? I don't know if we had anything or not. It had to be some, because I noticed my pool wasn't really down as much as I thought it would be.
Some, but not what they were calling for.
Saturday night, I believe it was.
And all the rain they had called for, even down at the beach, it happened. Like every day it was, they were talking about it, it kind of turned out just cloudy more than anything.
How it was here. I mean, it rained, like Saturday it didn't rain until up in the afternoon, and they were calling for it all day. Even then it didn't rain hard until late in the evening.
At home, the evaporation would have pulled the water level below the pump line, and it would have to burn my pump up or the pool would have turned green.
Evaporation.
Really sunny days, it'll happen. I mean, it'll suck some of that water out of the pool. The beach, almost everywhere down there was like 290 something, no matter where you went. And as soon as we started heading back up to the upstate, it just kept going up.
Prices, but diesel prices have been pretty steady for the last little bit.
You know, it was pretty close to about the same as it was up here. 330, 340. But yeah, all the unleaded was 290, 296, somewhere around that area.
Probably trying to attract the people to the beach.
People surprised, because, I mean, you know, it's not, there's no major interstates into the beach, so I don't know. Usually they tend to be higher, but I don't know. This time I was really surprised. I was okay with it.
The beach when Katrina hit over there in Louisiana, and it's like, man, it jumped up, you know, 75 cents or a dollar overnight. Then I couldn't find any gas. I had to come all the way from the beach to Spartanburg to get gas.
Here, whenever we were down there for the hurricane, you know, it didn't really, wasn't a direct hit. It was just really close. I think it went up, hit North Carolina, and fuel prices went up like 30, 40 cents overnight. The ham radio operator on my way home yesterday, I was trying to see if he was on Simplex, but he never would answer me. But he had his call sign on his, you know, his license plate. I looked him up on QRZ, and he was from Virginia or something like that, but he just wouldn't answer me. I wasn't APRS, so I couldn't see if he was on any kind of frequency.
Traveling on a trip, I usually don't have it on Simplex.
Traveling, I'll put it on Simplex, but I don't keep it there normally.
I was hoping he would be on, but I guess he wasn't monitoring at all, or he was on some different frequency. I mean, who knows? There's a lot of different options, but I gave it a shot, and he never did answer.
When I'm driving a truck, my call sign's on there and everything, but I don't have a radio in it right now.
Definitely had a nice setup on QRZ. I mean, his ham shack and everything else, his equipment and all that was pretty neat. I was looking up, the wife was driving back, but because I noticed he had dual antennas on the rear of his car, and it kind of struck me as odd, and then I read his call sign. When I looked him up on QRZ, I was able to see everything. And it even had a picture of his car with his personal tag on it.
QRZ, what frequency monitors?
I'm there.
KO4CF
USY.
QWQSY.